Welcome to Sippin' Easy.
I just saw a girl in PEX that was a smoke show.
I just saw a chick walking down towards the gay bakery that was hot as hell.
Did she have, like, weird pants on?
No, she was wearing, like, a blue jacket. And I was like, what the fuck?
They're starting to come out. It's almost that time.
They're emerging slowly.
Cleavage Day is upon us.
Cleavage Day is very, very, very close to being upon us.
Like, another week or so, and you're going to start seeing. Week,
yeah. Which is kind of surprising. Usually, like, April is when you get that, but, around here, it might take till April because you got to get the people up here. New York City, it's like, it's probably already happened, honestly.
And Paul's just standing in a, I picture him, this is how I picture it. Floor to ceiling window, him standing there, maybe shirtless, just pants on, with his pirate telescope thing just looking at him going, oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's just like a hospital gown, just like his ass is out and he's just got the thing.
That's actually even better,
and
yeah.
He's just staring out the window. They got me fucking locked up in here.
Yep. The watching the world go by.
Here's Irene coming. He just goes, I got to go pretend to lay back down.
He just goes, oh, fuck.
Oh, no. What's up?
Nothing, man. You're sober
I guess
now.
We're starting.
We're out like a minute.
Oh, word. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I'm drinking a beer and you're not.
I know. I'm drinking my iced tea. I honestly, even if I could drink right now, I probably wouldn't.
Because you have to drive to hang out with your girlfriend.
I have to go to that meeting with Ryan and I don't want to be like, hey.
Well, you just ripped a bowl.
As Dave Chappelle says, weed is a background drug. You can still do stuff on it. Quote, literally quote, he's like, you might not be crisp.
Yeah. You know, alcohol is kind of a background drug, too. You can have a couple beers and go about your day.
See, the thing with alcohol is there's that line. Everybody's got that line, and it's different from person to person. I've seen girls
that's
that have
very
been
accurate.
Like,
that's true.
With girls, the line is like, might as well make it fucking from walking to like shooting across the country.
Oh,
as
yeah.
Far as
it could
like
be
how
anything.
Sober to drunk you're going to be. They'll be like, oh, yeah, yeah, tomorrow we're going to go out. And then they have one more beer and they're like, when's your beer?
Yep.
It's like, oh, my God. What are you watching, PGA Tour?
I guess, yeah. Oh, weather delay. You're watching earlier today. Watching golf. Last time on the pod, it was poker. Today, it's golf.
It's golf.
I think you should get into golf this year.
Nah.
I'm going to make a real push to get you golfing with me and Johnny.
See, I'm just, I can't, I get it, but
I thought it was gay, and then I tried it, and I was like, this rules and is not
it's
easy.
It's probably not. I'm not saying it's gay, because I do have a bit of respect for it.
It's so hard. It's the hardest sport.
Probably. It's a lot of judgment. It's a lot of skill. It's a lot of technique.
It's so
a
many,
lot of finesse.
It's so many moving parts in a golf swing. Your entire body has to function as one fluid machine and just hit it perfectly. That little tiny ball, like Johnny says, you put a little white ball in a hole.
I think it goes beyond just even that too, because like getting the swing down, yeah, it's tough, but once you get that swing,
it's all mental from there.
It's all mental, and it's also like knowing the course and doing your research, and also like being a good judge of just how to use that swing in distance.
But it's like, yeah.
Which, I mean, I know I could do it because I literally have to do the same thing when I'm fishing, fly fishing, but it's not nearly as...
There's not as many moving parts in a cast as there is in a golf. Like, everything from your feet to your shoulders is involved in this swing.
Yeah. I don't know. It depends. It also depends on the kind of fly fishing you're doing.
I guess.
Saltwater is a lot of...
There's so much torque involved in it. It's just a crazy motion. And it's like 85% mental.
He shanked the fuck out of that.
It's going in the water. Yeah.
Yeah, he shanked the fuck out of that.
Like, you could have a perfect golf swing, and then your backswing, you think like, oh man, I got that bill I have to pay. And you're just like, tink, fuck! Like, any little thought creeps into your mind, and it fucks your swing up.
Well, don't think about it.
You don't. It's like, you ever try to go to sleep, and you're like, I'm going to think of nothing. And you lay there, and then thoughts just creep in.
I think of going to sleep. I try and like get comfortable and go to sleep.
You ever try sleep hypnosis?
No.
I tried this once. This is funny. I tried it once, and I found a sleep hypnosis video, and it told me to lay in bed and relax all my facial muscles, and one of them said make ocean sounds as you breathe. So I was laying there going, psh, psh.
Yes.
And the other one said, and I quote, purr like a cat. So I was laying there going,
girlfriend comes and she's, what the fuck are you doing?
I eventually said it to myself. I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Really? Just shut it off.
No, I usually, if I start like tossing and turning really bad, or if I can't go to sleep, I eventually I'll just be like, I'm just going to close my eyes and just think about sleeping. And honestly, as stupid as that sounds, usually it works. I'll usually fall asleep from it. Just like getting relaxed, slowing down my breath, and just like, just don't think about whatever you're dreaming of or whatever, and just go to bed.
Yeah, that does not work for me. Turn yourself up a little. I'm way louder than you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Boop. How about now?
That looks good. A little bit more.
Up a little bit more.
Now keep talking.
How is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We're doing a live sound check today on Simpin' Ain't Easy. Hey, before we get into the show, let's do our plugs now, because we always do them at the end when everyone shuts the podcast off by then, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Go to our Patreon, patreon.com/SimpinAin'tEasyPod. We're posting there every week. It's not like it used to be.
We've got a $1 tier.
$1 tier, you get all the old episodes that we delete off Spotify. And the $3 tier, you get that plus a new episode, an extra episode every week.
Yeah.
Which we're actually posting now. We didn't used to. Now we're actually posting
them. Yeah, we're posting all those. So, yeah, go check those out. Make sure that you subscribe. Go to the Patreon.
Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, we have an Instagram. Every time we put out a podcast. Not every time, but pretty much every time we put out a podcast, we put a reel up. So if you want to get the reel inside Scoop of the Ep, go check it out. The EP. Are we going to that thing in Hurleyville?
What thing in Hurleyville?
The open mic. When is that?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I think it's this weekend. I can't go.
Oh, if it's this weekend, I can't
go. And it's not an open mic yet, but they think that's where it's going to end up. It's just a comedy show. We went to see Shane Gillis, though.
Yeah, that was sick.
That was sick.
Shane, you rule. If you ever listen to this, I love you. You're the best. Please, please, please put us on your podcast.
And then I tried to get Lemaire to do our podcast. Me and Lemaire started chatting, and then I...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we were shooting jokes back and forth. We were riffing, as they say. And he was liking my jokes, and then... I said, hey, man, I know you're pretty busy, but if you ever have time, you want to do my podcast? And no answer.
Blew it.
The conversation was done. I had to shoot the shot.
Do you know how many people probably say that to him? Like, hey, you want to come and be on my podcast?
Probably everybody.
Probably everybody, yeah. Yeah. So many pod. I mean, you saw all the people in that fucking... I saw like 10 of me in that room.
There was a lot of you. That whole table next to us, just, of all those like 21-year-old kids, they probably weren't even 21.
21-year-old white kids just sitting at tables.
Yeah.
Me and Pat sat down. I was like, wow, we fit in way too well.
And then that long-haired fucking, that sissy man, he came over and he tried to make, he made us sit side by side.
Like we were dating.
Side by side. He said, I said, what? Why? And he said, it's a sold-out show. He got a little sassy with me. So we're trying to fill every seat.
I think
and I wanted
mad.
To say, it's the same amount of seats, dummy.
I think.
It's two seats either way.
I think he was just mad that we didn't follow directions.
I questioned his authority in the comedy club in the fourth floor of a mall. How dare I?
I would have rather sat across from you than sat next to you.
Yeah, it was
I don't know why that's like a...
That's literally the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah.
And especially when the reasoning is to like free up seats. Like,
whatever. I don't care. If that's the case, that's like not a great seating arrangement. I mean, I don't know.
I guess you got to go with four people.
Maybe
if you're
tables. Tables is the way to do that. I don't know. I've never been in a comedy club. That was a new experience for me.
I've been to a couple. And the last time, I think I was at a High Top once. I've always gone with like two people though, like me and one other person. I went by myself once in Texas.
Oh yeah.
And the whole time you're just like, please don't make fun of me for being by myself. Please don't make fun of me for being by myself. And they did.
Yeah, I got my Shane Gillis. I got my Shane Gillis-y popped.
You did get you did. Yeah. You did.
Yeah, that was a good show. He's fucking hilarious.
You like live comedy as an art form?
I mean, the thing that's with comedy is, I mean, yes, seeing it live is definitely different. But at the same time, like, there's not a huge difference between the stuff you're going to hear on, like, if they're putting out, like, a special and you're watching that. I mean, obviously you're at home or you're somewhere
I think
else or you're listening
to
it.
A massive difference.
To me, it was just like, all right, I'm going to see comedy. I mean,
Show was also a 6 out of 10. Not even.
You can go on Spotify and listen to all these guys do it in perfect. Oh, you missed it. You can see them do it in person, or you can listen to them do it in person, online or on Spotify or on like an app or with podcasts even too. So it's like. It's not like with music. Music, there's definitely a little bit more involved. But I mean, comedy also, there's a lot involved.
I think the opposite. I think music, you can literally hear the song on Spotify and then you go see it and you're like, I'm seeing them play the song. It's cool. But comedy, when you're in a room with like 300 people and you're all there to laugh, it's a different atmosphere than when you're like sitting on your couch and you're like, oh, it's like I hardly ever laugh out loud at a comedy special at my house. I'll be like, oh, that's a funny joke.
Yeah, that's true.
But at the show, I'm like, doubled over laughing.
Yeah, you were giggling away. I was giggling away too when I was in there. He was fucking telling some funny ass jokes.
What about that nerd that sat across from us?
Oh yeah, the nerd, the Air Force nerd that was like, they thanked you for your service.
Oh, I wanted to fucking hang myself.
They started 20-Q-ing you, and you didn't know the answers, even though you literally did it.
I did know the answers. It just took me a minute.
They were like, "What rank were you?" And you're like,
"Senior Airman."
Senior Airman.
And I started yelling in my head. I was like, "Oh my god, they're gonna think I'm stolen Valoring." And then they were like, "What'd you go to the tech school?" And I was like, "Oh, dude, Richmond. I mean, Fort Lee, Virginia." I just felt like I was. It sounded like I was making it all up. I wasn't. I served our country.
Okay.
I joined the Air Force. I had a memory yesterday. My memory 7 years ago. It said, "Just swore into the Air Force Reserve. Fly, fight, win."
Oh Christ!
Kill me.
Fly, fight, win.
Fly, what was fight, I doing win.
7 years ago.
Probably sucking dick in college.
No, I wasn't in college 7 years ago.
That was you didn't say you weren't sucking a dick. You said you weren't in college.
Oh, please.
No, I was doing it in high school.
7 years ago. What is it, 2022? So that means...
Yeah, it was 2015.
Would have been 2015. No, that means I was in college. That means this was freshman year. Yeah, I would have been in my freshman year of college right now, which is wild. Freshman year of college is a wild time to be alive. That was
yeah. When you've never been away from home before, that's your first venture out into the world, really, as a human.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I from doing scouts and shit, I kind of.
You ever do a bivouac?
A who?
A bivouac.
What the fuck's that?
Oh, never mind.
I don't know what a bivouac is.
It's like when they go in huts in the woods and they like live.
Yeah, no, I've never
done that. A bivouac.
I would be away from home all the time, and camping and shit. So I like wasn't. Worried about it. I actually liked being away from home. My freshman year kind of ruled. Living in dorms sucks, but that's college.
But it's the first time in your life you can literally do whatever you want.
I think they do that for that reason. Just like make freshmen stay in dorms because it's just like...
You know how many kids would get fucked if they just were like, yeah, go live wherever you want. It's 17, 18.
You're 18 years old. Just, you know.
Like the kid died in Oneonta, froze to death in the middle of the night, hammered at foot. That would happen way more.
That's just, you gotta be fucking stupid to do that, first of all.
Definitely.
I don't know how you even get close to doing that. I thought there was a fucking weather delay.
There is. It says weather delay. You're watching earlier today.
It's pouring rain.
This must be when they were leading up to the weather delay.
Do they still play in the rain?
To a certain point. It must have gotten so bad that they were like, all right, we gotta stop.
Yeah, because then it'll fuck with the ball.
Football plays
fucking anything. Mud, rain, snow, sleet, hail, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Only unless the snow gets so bad that they can't see the lines on the field. I know that's a thing.
And they have shovel people that run out and shovel in between.
Shovel the hash marks and shit. That's a wild thing. I've only had to do that once. I had to march in the snow one time. That sucked.
Did you guys make like shapes with your marching band?
Oh, yeah. That's like all marching band is.
Really?
You learn a show and then you practice the formations and you get like dots.
What was your mascot?
Where? For college or high school?
College.
Was college something funny? Was the,
like a beaver?
No, it was the Ram, Golden Rams.
Oh, okay.
Incomparable Golden Rams marching band.
Oh, you made it.
Now featuring their show, Water. What was our freshman year show? The Water show was actually fucking sick.
Did you make waves like the ocean?
They did.
Nice.
They got the whole color guard and they made this giant fucking wave and it went across the whole field. It was pretty sick. Did he just make it?
He missed it by like a half of an inch.
That sucks.
Some guy the other day yeeted his club into a pond on TV.
Yeah, they're all sponsored. They don't give a fuck.
No.
He's wearing a... Okay, can we...
Goldman Sachs.
They have the weirdest sponsors in golf. I've always seen this. Goldman Sachs sponsors your fucking golf outing?
That's not a typical sponsor, all right? He's just, you know, he's got a few stocks.
What does he... What? That's... How is that legal?
What do they give him?
Yeah, what do they give him?
That's a nice shot right there.
Is he like sponsored by them? Like,
ooh.
Imagine that. They just give him the lowdown for the profile. They're like, listen, you're making a $5 billion executive deal with a foreign oil corporation. You need to go out in that golf course, and if you miss a single fucking putt, we'll kill you. But if you make it, we'll give you $5 million.
That would be insane.
It's just like him going out there and like shooting shit and just making the other guy look bad from like fucking UAE. They're just out there just like, yeah, you know, sink the putt. What are you? You're 10 over? Oh, I'm par for the course right now.
See, that's a long putter. That's different. So you put the one end in your chest and you use your bottom hand as a pendulum and you just push straight back, straight forward.
Why is that a thing?
It's just a different style of putter. I have one, actually. I just got one last year. It's very weird after putting regular. See, right in your sternum, and then you just dink. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, golf is weird. That guy's got a UPS shirt on.
That's a sponsor. That's
honestly a pretty sick shirt. If I had a UPS shirt like that with little fishes on it, I'd wear the fuck out of that.
Dude, we gotta have Terrell on sometimes. He has crazy UPS stories from working. He worked for UPS in Manhattan.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
oh,
for like years.
UPS in the city has got to be a nightmare.
Oh yeah, it sounds like it was.
That's got to be unbearable. The amount of dogs and just shitty people you have to deal with on the street.
Yeah, yeah.
Driving a truck, driving a UPS truck, driving a UPS truck through Manhattan is suicidal.
I bet they do a lot of it on foot.
They probably no, definitely they 100%. But they still have to drive around in the truck.
Well, yeah, that's true. Oh, check out Terrell's podcast, Straight Up Talk, on Spotify.
Your cat's fucked up, bro.
My cat's nice.
It's tangled. It just doesn't like He's you. All tangled in fucking wire. She's all tangled. I'm sorry I called you a
he. Misgendered cat. My cat.
I did. I assumed your cat's
Cats gendered. Shouldn't even have a gender, okay?
Cats honestly are all, yeah. They're
just all just like
cats.
Cats, it's, yeah. It's
like crabs. Crabs aren't animals. They just exist.
They have genders.
Crabs. Actually, you can tell the gender of a crab probably easier than you can the gender of a cat.
Definitely.
Because crabs just got to look at their claws or flip them over.
I was going to say flip them over. I thought that.
Or the claws. Female yeah. crabs always have redder claws than males.
I just copped that cocoa butter over there.
What are you doing cocoa butter?
Because I ran out of lotion. Oh. And you know what I had to use the other night?
Cocoa butter?
Worse.
Coconut oil?
Close. Olive oil.
Ah!
I Googled if it was safe, and it said yes, so I was like, all right, let's
go. You're cranking it with olive oil?
Yeah, yeah, olive oil. It works great, but it doesn't feel good.
No.
You feel bad about yourself, extra bad.
You probably do feel extra virgin.
Extra virgin, hey.
Olive oil. I don't know if I've jerked off with anything weird before.
Any kitchen products?
No, definitely not any kitchen products.
You know what would probably work great? Butter.
No, that's...
Lard?
I don't want to use anything that's going to get, like, on me.
Beef tallow?
Ugh, that's even worse. Yeah, can we not use any animal fat products to,
Oh, and then just rolling over and going to sleep with it?
Ugh. Just waking up being...
To your cat licking it off?
Smelling like an Italian hoagie. All fucking oiled up with olive juice.
That's bad for business.
That's not great for any... Yeah, no. Nobody's going to want to do that. This is a... What are they pushing the water?
Yeah, well, this is why there's a weather delay. They're puddles. You can't have puddles.
How are they just pushing? Isn't that fucking grass? Oh, they've got special tools.
Yeah, that's a cool. It's like a squeegee roller thing.
Those guys probably make fucking bank.
They probably do. They're all lads too.
Oh yeah, look at them. They're a bunch of lads.
They just go backpack. It rains for like an hour, and they go, lads, mount up, get out there. No más agua, señor. No más.
This grass is very wet.
Pisado.
Pisado.
I think that's wet.
No.
You know those caution floor wet signs?
Pisa is
floor. Pisa Mojave. Mojave.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Mojado, I don't remember.
What do I know? I had a kid with a Puerto Rican, all right? Yeah. I learned all my Spanish from that relationship.
Puerto Ricans barely speak, like, Spanish. They do, but it's Puerto Rican
Spanish. It's the only one I can understand.
Really?
It's slow, it's articulated, and it's like they have their own vernacular that that's the only Spanish I understand. It's Puerto Rican. New York Puerto Rican Spanish.
Puerto Rican Spanish.
They call it New York Rican.
New York Rican.
New York Rican, something
like that. Sounds like they're talking with water in their mouth.
That's racist, Matthew.
No, it's not.
That is racist.
It does. That's what I always How think it sounds you? Like. Because like regular, like Mexican Spanish sounds completely different.
Speak English. You sound like you got a mouthful of water.
Jesus Christ. Oh.
You excited for your meeting?
No.
For your meeting?
My meeting. No, I'm not.
Don't be mean. You're going in there with a bad mindset. That's what you're doing.
I'm going in there with a neutral mindset.
No, you're not.
But I've got you mean like I've got mean in the back pocket. I'll be nice to Ryan. I just don't
He's
want
He's trying, all right?
Let I don't him want him to try. Take too long because I kind of told him like I need to be somewhere by like tonight, like later, and I don't want to have to fucking drive for 4.5 hours after sitting in a meeting that's going to go over.
Then drive into Massachusetts, the state with the highest gas prices in America right now.
I filled up beforehand.
Smart. Paul filled me up the other day.
Oh, did he?
No homo. You can't say that anymore, can you?
Can't say that.
Well, I did.
Homo.
Sorry.
Do you think you could do a minute? If we're, I was thinking about this on the way over here. We are going to go to that open mic. Well, we were planning on it. Do you think you could do like a stand-up set? Just
a five-minute, like a five-minute set.
Do you think you could even do a minute?
I wrote a bunch of minutes when I was going to do Kill Tony. They were horrible looking back, but yeah, I could do five. I think I would have to write for like a week and then practice for like 2 weeks, and then I'd go up and just try it.
I think I could do two.
But I think my style would be like, I would outline things. I wouldn't like want it written out word for word, because you gotta roll with the punches while you're up there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you gotta work off the crowd a little bit.
Yeah, I think I would do a little crowd work. I would have like almost like bullet points, and then I would just riff inside of the bullet points.
Yeah. Hey, folks, what's going on?
What's going on?
So everybody says I'm gay, but I mean,
is this your minute?
I could. I don't know. Time me. We should do it. We should, yeah, live on the
pod. I can't do a minute off the top of my head.
Go for it. Come on.
I can't even think of a topic. Okay. My whole minute for Kill Tony was about, oh, it's so embarrassing, dude, was about how my ex left me for a woman, and I think that it was because I eat pussy too well.
You saved that for the...
That was the premise of my joke. Good.
You save for after with the interview. You hit him with that after in yes. the interview, because then he just starts digging.
Oh, the interview would have been brutal. And Luis J. Gomez would have been on the stage, and I would have been like, Luis, I came to see you at this exact club, and I sat right there, and you yelled at me to leave her. And I would start crying on Kill Tony. I'd be the first guy to ever cry on Kill Tony. It was like a month after. Oh, dude, and I begged my ex. I messaged her, and I was like,
no.
Hey, I'm going to do this comedy show. I'm following my dream, and... You should just lie to Katie and tell her you're going shopping at the Palisades and come watch me, please.
Oh, no. Oh, Jesus Christ.
And then, like, 3 days later, she texted me, and she was like, how'd your comedy show go? And I was like, I didn't go. I was too scared.
I didn't go. I'm a pussy.
I need you.
I love you so. Oh, God.
God damn it.
What?
My ex left me for a woman.
Oh. Oh, I thought you were responding to the...
Oh, no.
Follow your dreams. That's funny.
I was following my dreams.
What a shitty thing to say. That always bothered me when people were like, what? Follow your dreams.
Why is that shitty?
Because people always say that, and then like, what if you don't? Like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, everybody was like, follow your dreams. Like, I followed my dreams to be a guitar player. I've been playing for 11 years. I've never been in a band.
Like, but you are a guitar player.
I am. I play well, I think.
But it's like, if a tree falls in the woods, does anyone hear it?
No. So no. It's like, also like, if we're legitimately following our dreams, like, if I get blackout drunk and fall asleep, the dreams I have are horrifying.
Those are not the dreams you want to follow.
They're terrifying. No part of that dream I ever want to exist. You're just walking around. There's, like, weird creatures and shit. You try and run away, and your teeth start melting out of your head, and you wake up, and you just go, what the fuck?
You ever get in a fight in your dreams?
Yes.
You're not a fighter.
Yes.
How? You never fight
people. I one time did.
Really? Who'd you fight?
Don't want to say.
A girl?
It's racist.
Oh.
It was like a gang of...
Was it after that? A gang of what? I'll let you go.
Yeah. No, I don't know if I want to go into this.
It was a gang.
I had a very bad dream one time where I was mugged.
Was this after the incident in Liberty where that guy almost murdered
you? No. Oh, this was when I was in college. This was years ago. I was like mugged by a gang of...
Varner the Thirds?
Yeah. Varner the Thirds. Look him up.
He's a golfer.
It'll
nice putt, Varner.
But they were very adamant on stealing my money from me.
And you fought them all off in your dream?
No. I was like, listen, I was straight up with them. I was like, listen, I didn't have any cash in my wallet. I remember I opened my wallet, I was like, I got no cash. My debt, and I was like, I'm a fucking college kid. I've got like $30 on my debit card. Like, if you want to drive me, I'll get in your... Where's the...
I'll suck your dicks.
I remember I was trying to be like... I was like, if you pull up in the whip, I'll, like, get in. We can, like, go to a teller.
You trying to be cool?
Yeah. And they were like, nah, you got other cards? And I was like, I got my parents' American Express.
Oh, that's the fucking money shot.
Yeah, but, I mean, you can't go to an ATM with a credit card. It can't...
Yeah, you can if you have cash withdrawals in your credit card.
No, I don't have that on it.
Oh.
So they were like, all right, we'll take that. You're going to the ATM with that. And they, like, had a gun to my head and shit.
Nice.
And then something happened eventually where I was like... I got into, like, the... I don't remember exactly what happened. It was just... It's one of the few dreams I actually remember, because I woke up and I was just like, what the fuck? Like, I shot them all eventually.
Nice,
just,
you got
like,
the gun?
Yeah, I grabbed the gun and, like, shot the one guy I was in the car with.
Damn.
And then, like, jumped out of the car, and then the other guy tried to get me, and I shot him.
And then that's when you stand over their bodies and you just go, I'm an Eagle Scout. Yeah, you walk away.
And then I woke up and I was just like, oh my God. Yeah, no, it was bad. It was bad. That's wild. I felt bad for like 2 days after that too.
You felt bad about what you did in your dream?
Yeah.
You ever cheat on a girl in your dream?
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
How can you not?
It's the thing is, the subconscious, like, people always get like, not offended, but like, they get like, oh, you dreamed about what? And it's like, I didn't choose it. My brain's fucked.
My brain's fucked up. Yeah. I can't help it.
Yeah, my brain's fucked up. It just comes up with these scenarios.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's even like, what was the whole Shane thing talked about the dream where he sucked one of his friends off or something?
Yeah, you keep the bad thoughts inside when you're awake.
He had a dream where he sucked off one of his friends and he woke up and he was like, oh my God, am I gay? I've never had one of those dreams. I've never had sex with a man in a dream.
I haven't either.
That's not a great dream. That's got to be one of those ones you wake up and you just go.
That means you're gay subconsciously.
Yeah.
You have a wanting for some peen.
Yeah. That's some wild shit.
You ever try to like talk dirty to a girl and have it not work?
Oh yeah, we were going to talk about this. Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
Me too, all the time. I don't know if it's ever worked.
First of all, I find it funny when I'm like, when I'm with a chick and I'll admit it, I do talk a little bit. I talk a little bit when I'm
in the sheets. What do you say?
We'll get there in a minute.
Okay.
We'll get there in a minute. But sometimes you do it to girls and they're like, yeah, like my last boyfriend like didn't do anything. I'm like, so what did you do? Just like silence the whole time? That's fucking terrifying.
That is terrifying.
I think guys that are like more... not self-conscious, but just like think that they're like what's the fucking Big J quote?
I don't know.
The one where you always like when you never have I had sex where I'm just like,
oh yeah, where there's not a moment in it when you're like, what am I doing?
Yeah, what am I doing?
That happens to me every time I have sex.
I feel like when like dirty talk is like a way to like try and get out of that. And I think porn has even made it worse.
Oh, porn's made it exponentially worse.
Yeah, you're just like, yeah, you like that cock and shit.
Yeah,
and
it's just like, I'll hit him with that. I'll be like, you like that? You like that cock?
Yeah, one time, when I was in college, my one girlfriend was on top. She was like riding me, and I was like, yeah, you love this cock.
Oh God!
And she was like, what?
Oh no!
And I was like,
I've never had a what. They always just play along, but in my head, I'm like, why the fuck did I say that?
As soon as it left my mouth, I was like, fuck. That was dumb. And then the rest of it, like, she's like, is something wrong? Like, are you okay? Like, down there? And I was like, yeah, I'm good. It's fine. I'm just going to not think about this for the next 3 days.
Yeah. Sometimes they flip it on you and they're like, you like that fucking pussy?
You like that pussy?
You like that pussy? And you're like, ah.
Yeah. Oh, that's the other thing. I'm just so awkward. I'm just like,
I try not to be, but my inside mind's awkward.
Yeah,
and it comes out.
It can get brutal.
I did get hit with a thank you, sir, though. That was nice.
Yeah, I've never.
That was nice from the back. Just thank you, sir. I was like, oh, I like that. I like
thank
it,
you, sir.
I don't like daddy.
Would you please? I don't like daddy either.
Don't call me daddy. It's because I have a kid, I think. And then he calls me daddy, and I'm like, don't fucking call me that.
I've had a few girls try and do that, and I'm just like, can we...
let's stick to sir.
Like, we get it. I'm losing a little bit of my hair. I do enjoy grilling. I literally am a boomer. But, like,
can we... you're about to start golfing.
Can we leave? Yeah. You're trying to get me to golf? Come on. That's, like, the last step. I might as well just buy a fucking pair of Nike Monarchs and just start cutting everybody's lawns.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other funny stuff that I've said in the sheets. Pillow talking, it is a little weird. I wouldn't even say that's pillow talk. Pillow talk's like after the fact.
Pillow talk is gay. Yeah, that's like when you're laying there like, do you love me? And you're like, yeah. And she's like, do you really? And you're like, yes, I told you I do. Yes. And she's like, are you sure? And you're like, okay. All right. Go to sleep.
Turn around. Round two.
Come on. You want me to show you? I'll show you. Sex is not love. And you're like, all right.
Yeah, that's.
That's funny, though. It's always funny. I can't think of anything I've said. I'm trying to think of something.
Yeah, I was going to say. I'm trying to think of stuff, too. I've said some...
I think you like that cock is up there in my...
Yeah.
Like that fucking cock? And then I'm just like, why'd I fucking say that?
What if she just turns... The funniest thing you can do there is just have her turn around and say, no.
Or just like, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's fine.
Yeah. You said you had a girl play on her phone once, right?
I've had girls answer texts. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's defeating.
That was in my earlier days. Like missionary, they just pull their phone up like over your back and just
do it. Oh my God, that's even worse.
Over your shoulder and you're like, hey, put that thing down.
So you just grab it and...
Shove it up your own ass.
Yeah, shove it up your own ass.
I have had girls touch my booty.
Well, yeah, I know that.
I've talked about it.
You and your booty.
That's always fun.
I don't like when the ladies head for the bog of eternal stench.
Try it.
I can't allow that. It's not allowed.
They do lose a little respect for them after that. You're like, what are you?
I don't want anybody digging around down there.
I let them dig. Let them dig.
Rooting around? No, absolutely not. I don't. First of all, there's nothing in it for them at that point.
There's some dirty girls out there. They get off on that. Why do you think girls are so adamant about it? They all want to do it.
Well, they want to experience the power.
They want to have power.
It's not even power. It's just the. They want to have time. Like, they want to have insertion time as well.
Yeah, they want to be like, how you like it when I'm fingering you? That's what their mind's saying. You like that? And you're like,
the whole time I'm just like, I shouldn't have eaten that fucking cheesesteak yesterday with the fucking fries and onion rings.
Yeah, how do gay guys, like, what if they munch a bunch of jalapenos and then they have to, like, plan out what they eat, I guess?
Well, see, not really.
No,
I
really.
I have no experience. But they also know what they can and can't do.
Yeah, like they're not going to eat a whole pizza and three tacos if they think they're going to be doing gay stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's just going to be a mess.
Is that why all gay dudes are like in shape and like
and eat salads trim and shit
for the most part? Just because
I think
they don't want to.
They don't. You can't
blast off.
Gay hell is pooping on another. Is pooping while you're doing stuff.
Yeah.
That's got to be like their worst nightmare.
Do you ever have anybody poop on you, take a shit on you while you've been having sex?
No, I farted in a girl's mouth once.
That's funny.
I think I've said that on here. That's grotesque.
That is grotesque. But it's grotesque.
She was licking me down there, and I let a little bump.
Alex's friend had a girl shit on him once. I'm not going to
really?
Know who. Yeah.
Oh, I think I've heard this story.
Yeah, he had a girl shit on him once. He got out of the bedroom, just went in the shower and cried. He was like, yeah, I just went in the shower and just turned the water on and I just cried.
Damn. One time when I was just joining the Air Force, I think I might have told this before, but I don't care. There was this girl, her name was Sky something, with a fat ass. She was Puerto Rican from the Bronx. Like just stereotypical fat booty. And we were doing workout stuff and I had to hold her feet for sit-ups. And she was going. You had to get to 34 or something. And she was on 30. And I was like, come on, you got this. She's like, cheer him on, you know? And I'm holding her feet down with my knees. And she's like, and just let out
That's hilarious.
And I just literally looked the other way and pretended like I didn't hear it. And I was like, I'm going to tell everybody about this.
That's hilarious. I would have farted so much. I remember one time I was drunk. I went to the bars with my friend Nora and her friends. And her friend Allie. It was 2 in the morning. We got back to Nora's house. I was fucked up. And she was like, let me crack your back.
Okay.
I was like, all right. I was kind of drunk Matt where I'm just like, all right.
Was she going to pick you up or is she going to walk on?
That's what I thought. I thought Allie was not she was tall, but she wasn't so I was like, I don't know, pick me up. And I just crossed my arms and stood there. She was like, no, lay down. And I was like, oh yeah?
Was she a pretty girl?
Yeah. Her friend Nora was trying to set us up, but it never really went anywhere. So I lay down on the ground, she starts pushing on my back, and I'm like, Allie, I'm gonna be completely honest with you. I might fart on you right now. She's like, That's fine. And I didn't. She did crack my back though. That's how I learned how to crack everybody's back. Like Alex will lay down on the floor. You've maybe seen it. He just lays down on the floor.
And you walk on him?
Can you crack me? No, you hold your hands like if you're trying to do a butterfly and a butterfly, what do they call that when you put your hand in front of the light?
A shadow puppet.
Shadow puppet. Like if you're doing a butterfly shadow puppet, you put your thumbs together, you make them breathe in, and you start down by the lumbar, and you when they breathe out, you push and pull up. It's like a push.
A chiropractor.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, going to a chiropractor, it'll blow your mind.
I don't want
to
go.
I went once.
To go for years.
It's fucking sick.
They're like, you have to go. You have to go. You'll love it. You'll love it. My mom goes. My grandma goes. I think I'll love it.
Does your dad go?
No.
You can picture him just like, oh, nice.
Jeez. I can't believe he got my hip.
Holy Jesus.
I don't know if he actually can go to the chiropractor because of his knees.
No, they don't even fuck with your knees. It's like waist up.
I thought they, like, crack your fucking hip.
I'm sure they can, but they crack... Oh, yeah, they crack, like, your hip, but it's up here. They
pull your legs.
They cracked my neck, my everything, dude. But then, like, Bridget goes, and it's just, like, some sweaty, like, 45-year-old Jewish guy, like, some chubby guy, and he's just, like, laying on top of her with all his weight, just like, come on, crack! She's like, I don't think I like this.
That's funny. Yeah, I don't think I would want to go to one because I'll probably really enjoy it, and then I'm going to have to go all the time.
Honestly, dude, $100 Asian massage parlor, just as good. I tried to get you to go.
I know. You were trying to get me to go last week. I know. We drove by it, and you tried to pull us over, and I would not allow it.
I was just going to go. I wasn't going to make you do it.
Oh, yeah. And then I get to sit in the waiting room and... listen to you on a very nice Asian woman.
No, you'll hear calming, soothing music and the sound of a waterfall.
Do they have a little fish pond? I'll play with the fish in the
They don't have a fish pond. They can't afford
it. What massage place doesn't have a fucking fish pond?
The one that jerks people off for $100.
Valid.
They bring you in, they spray you down, they give you a massage, then they finish you off.
Imagine you go into it.
Clean living.
They just got a dirty-ass fish tank in there filled with dirty-ass tilapia and
let's go. Oh, you like fish?
Yeah. We find those.
We find those in river.
Oh, God. Can't do that one.
What, an Asian accent?
Oh, yeah. Can't do that one anymore.
I feel like you can if it's accurate, right?
I don't know. I try and stay.
Like, if I was quoting an Asian person and they said to me, I mean, I've done it many times on here.
Yeah,
and I know. I'm just making it sound like they sounded. I guess that's bad. Yeah. Whatever. Fucking sue me.
I do the Italian one pretty okay. I can do Maddie Bop will come out.
Maddie Bop? Oh, yeah.
Did I tell you about that Maddie Bop Stanucci?
I thought you meant when you...
My
when
Italian you, alter ego?
I thought you were talking about when you bop your girlfriend on the head. Maddie Bop.
No.
Bop.
Oh, yeah. I guess, too. Yeah, that also, well, I guess, constitutes as a Maddie Bop. Yeah, but Maddie Bop is my Italian alter ego. Maddie Bop Stanucci.
I think you did it last time.
I don't think... Did I?
It's on the Patreon.
Oh, yeah. It's on the Patreon.
If you want to if you want to listen to that and much more, and that one episode that we had to cut short, the second half of that is on the Patreon, and it's fucking madness.
Yeah.
$3. You can hear a lot.
Yeah. It's cheaper than any tits you're going to pay for.
Yeah. Online. OnlyFans. Everyone's, you got $12 a month on OnlyFans, most guys.
OnlyFans is garbage.
We're $3, and we're more fun and more content.
I'm off the OnlyFans.
I'm off OnlyFans too. I'm off.
It was fun for a little while.
It's fun when you find like
high school and stuff.
You find like a new one, and you're like, oh shit.
Oh shit. Yeah.
You got here. Take my card. I'm gonna delete it right away. But take it.
Yeah.
Got to see what you're doing.
Yeah, you gotta get off the fins, the OnlyFans.
Remember that one girl at poker night, the alien girl?
Yeah.
And Johnny was just, Johnny was like, hey, has anybody seen fucking so-and-so's OnlyFans? And we were like, no, do you subscribe to it? He's like, yeah, I fucking bought that. And he just passed it around to everybody.
Yeah, that's...
And you said, she's a hamburger pussy.
She did.
It was like two perfect little hamburger buns.
Yeah, she did. That was definitely, that was something. Did he pay for that? Yeah, he said he paid for it,
yeah. She's now in like a loving relationship with a guy, and she probably regrets that whole... She probably regrets it, honestly.
Small town OnlyFans is not a good idea.
No.
Especially if you're using your like actual name.
You're a pariah in the community.
Yeah, you're going to get outed. Everybody's going to see it.
They're going to stone you in the village square.
Yeah, it's not... You have to make like a fake account. And even then, you're still probably going to get...
But think about it, like this podcast, like you won't promote this on your social media, so the only way to get people to listen is to promote it on your social media. Same thing with OnlyFans. Yeah. Nobody's going to buy some random girl from Jeff New York's OnlyFans. It's that they share it to their Facebook, and then everyone they went to school with is like, oh, let's fucking go, and they make fucking $500, and everyone cancels it right away.
Yeah.
So they can't make a fake name. They have to like say, "Hey guys, go to my OnlyFans." And everyone's like, "Ah, you slut. Let me see.
Remember me? We were in fourth grade together."
Yeah, you sat in front of me in homeroom. Share
crayons. Now you can pay to see me naked.
That's wild.
Yeah, that is wild.
It's also wild that you don't know what you're getting on OnlyFans, because like sometimes you're like, "Oh fuck, let's go," and you get there and it's just like her in a bra, and you're like, "What? You ripped me off."
Yeah, that's how they get you.
Yeah.
That's how they get you.
Remember that tattooed girl that I bought? The one that I don't know in real life, but I follow her on Instagram, and she was like...
Was that the one she wanted to be on? Sucking
dick to heavy metal.
She wanted to be on the podcast? Was that that one?
No, that's another one. That was a wild one.
I know which one you're talking about, though.
Yeah, her name was Fallon something. No, the OnlyFans one. We almost had an OnlyFans girl on the podcast really early on.
Yeah, that was like one of the things we were promoting, and it just never happened. Fell no. through.
I was like, I don't want this fucking girl yeah, in my house.
Scared. I was honestly scared.
What if we got her to do like a live show?
What do you mean like a live show?
Like what if we were on camera for that episode? We had her like squirt.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Go ahead. Do it. And she just laid down on the floor and just like.
Do the thing.
Vibrated herself until she.
Ew.
Ejaculated.
Ew. Ew. God. No. Disgusting. I would not have approved of that. You would have literally, that whole episode would have just been me just being like, oh my God.
That would have been so funny.
Oh, right? This is grotesque. And I would have been like, Yeah, and you would have just been like,
So that's how you do that. Damn it.
Yeah, remember when that was like a thing we were trying to do for a while?
Yeah, see who could make a girl squirt first?
Yeah.
Every time I've gotten a girl that they go, oh, I'm going to pee, and they make me stop. And I'm like, yes, do the pee.
After some thought, some deep thought and review, I don't think it's possible for like, you've really got to, either your girl can or can't. And if she can, it's probably not like what you're seeing on the porns.
I mean, but then like, your girl leaves you for another girl and they're just squirting all the time. So yeah. I feel like it is possible. What percentage...
Yeah, is there just a stat
for girls squirtage? Can
Squirtle.
Oh boy, I typed that with my left thumb. That was
my bitch gets so horny she like a Squirtle. That doesn't make any sense.
Can all women squirt? Essence.com.
Essence.
Oh, where black women come first.
Oh, hell yeah, let's go.
Can all women squirt? Just like when men ejaculate, women can too. Nice. We usually don't do it to the degree that men do because they're doing it specifically, blah, blah, blah. It's the same premise around male ejaculation that when you are at a climax in sex, you will have a creation of liquid. Ew. We have glands that are located around the vagina, and these glands really are designed to keep the vagina moist. There are some women that can obviously do it more than others, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's better. So they can all do it to some degree. But then sometimes you see it in porn, and they're just like, ah, and it's squirting like eight feet in the air. And you're like, what the fuck is that?
What was that thing you talked about, the public disgrace?
Public disgrace. Great channel on kink.com. That
they make her squirt in the paint store.
Yes.
And the black dude's like, she like a seal.
Damn. She like, because they're just mopping up the squirt with her. And he's like, and she's flopping all around. She's all wet. And he's like, he smokes over and goes, damn, she like a seal. He just walks away.
All right. This is enough. Porn talk. What is this, a Barstool podcast?
Yeah, this is a very Barstool-y episode. Christ. It's been funny, though. I think we're being funny.
Oh, this is grotesque. Trump dog on the pod.
Oh, Trump went on the Nelk Boys.
Trump was on the Nelk
Boys. He was fucking...
Yeah, he just was shooting. Like, yeah, that was wild.
Even them, they were just like, all right, just go ahead, keep shooting.
It was a solid hour of entertainment. I will give it to them. It was a solid hour of entertainment. I'm not a Trump supporter. I don't never really have been, but like, I did watch the whole thing just to see what he's up to.
As everybody should.
Yeah.
I mean, you should just to educate yourself if nothing else.
People are just like, man, he's evil. He was still a president. He still was there. He did stuff. I mean, he kind of knows how it works now a little bit. I'm not saying like. He's the greatest of all time, like some people I know have. But at the same time, it's also like his opinion is a little bit more valid than actually it was 4 years ago, I think.
Yeah, somebody was at Joe Rogan. Somebody was just saying that the president is such a weird job because everybody that gets that job doesn't know how to do it.
How to do it.
And then right as you're learning how shit works, 4 years later, you get out, you know? Like, that's right when you're hitting your stride. You're like, okay, that's how all this works. And then, oh, new guy in.
Which is kind of how it's set up to work. That's kind of how it's supposed to work.
I mean, I can't think of any alternative to it.
Also, it's not just the president by himself. It's the president and his cabinet. In the old days, the cabinet was just as important as the president. Like, Roosevelt had the brain trust.
It still is, I think. I mean, they really make the decisions.
Oh, yeah. Ultimately, it comes down to them. But the people that surround them...
The cabinet members really make... They don't make the decisions, the president does, but they sway him in one way or the other.
Yeah. And then, obviously, you're working with senators and people from the House of Reps.
Especially with Biden. Like, you think he's arguing with his... cabinet, and he's like, "We're not doing that." He's all mad at them, and they're like, "All right, dude."
It's like, "I'll go discuss it with my cabinet." And he just walks into the kitchen and starts like opening actual cabinets.
Yeah,
and
it's cabinet. Like, what do you say we do? I'm gonna go talk to Jill. Hey, Jill.
Jill. You told me the corn pops were in the cabinet. They're not there.
The kids used to smooth the hairs of my legs out and watch them pop back up again.
I called them corn pop. Let it be known, I'm hitting a jewel on the podcast. This is like one in a...
It's on red. It's not going to be too hard, but you're still going to cough.
Good.
These beers are strong, dude. I haven't had a raging bitch in a minute.
I farted when I coughed. I heard it. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did. That's hilarious.
That was funny.
That is funny.
I've had dog farts all fucking day today. Oh my God.
What's a dog fart? Did
I? It just smells like shit. Like, but not like shit. It just doesn't smell good.
That's like a porn network, dog fart.
Dog farts? Yeah. Dog farts are the worst.
If I remember correctly, it's three hood dudes, and they just find girls and just bang them out. Dog fart.
My parents' dog was farting on me the other day when I was playing with him. I was like, dude, you got to go outside and go poop.
I don't think I've ever heard this cat fart or smelled it. Hey.
Do cats fart? I don't know if cats fart.
They have to fart. Everything I know
they
farts.
Poop.
My, oh, they poop,
my
yeah.
roommate in college, or one of my friends in college had a cat, Misty. And it would literally lay poops that smelt like vagina. Oh, it was so bad. It was so bad. And it was like the litter box was in like a closet right off like the main room where we all used to hang out. And he would just go in there, which, by the way, it was a male. It was a boy cat named Misty because they named it when it was a kitten and just didn't like know how to see if it was a guy or a girl. And they were like, that's funny. A girl. We'll name it Misty. And then when we got older, it was Misty Bro Cat. What are you fucking watching over there?
I found a video of a cat farting on camera. Look, it's just laying on like a nanny cam. We're going to listen to it. It rolled over twice, and in the middle of the second roll, just let that rip.
Somebody had to take that video.
It's like on a nanny cam. Nanny cam? Yeah. That's hilarious.
Those things are crazy.
Nanny cams?
Nanny cams?
Dude, when I had Cam and he was like a little baby, he was upstairs and we were downstairs. And I would just, sometimes I couldn't smoke weed, but when I did, like once a month, I would just stare at him and just make sure he's breathing. And then I'd be like, this is like that fucking movie. What's that movie?
The Conjuring?
No, the first one. It was like found, it was supposed to be real. It was all on a nanny cam and they'd see the fucking shit flying across the room. Paranormal activity.
Yeah, paranormal activity.
Yeah, and I'd get real scared. It's and you can talk through it. Yeah, I'd go up there and Natasha'd be like, "Hey, can you do this?" And I'd be like, "Oh,
yeah." They did that when when I went to Maine. Alex's friends, they all have like super young kids now, and they all had them, and they sync up to the Wi-Fi. They were just like walking around, like just staring at the screen. All the moms, they were just glued to the screen the whole time.
Yeah,
they couldn't get their eyes off of it. We were like, guys. The babies aren't crying. They're fine.
No, when they wake up, they cry. Yeah.
Yeah. You'll hear it. We were the house. They were right up. They were floor above us. And they were all in the same room. One of them cries. They're all going to fucking cry.
They want the camera.
They just love. And they're like, oh, yeah, you can like download this, the video. And then the one kid, Brett, was like, you know, there's some guy in China just ripping this right off your cam. And there's people whacking off to it.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, my God, Brett.
I used to.
He was like, what? It's true.
When it was Natasha's turn to go upstairs and give him like a bottle or whatever, she would just be in her little night thing with a little shorts on. And I would just roll over and be like, and see her butt in the camera and be like, nice. Just go to sleep.
Just nailed your cat with the fucking toy.
Oh, you're badger fishing?
Yeah.
You got to try to make her jump.
I got her.
No, she's got you.
I got, she's laying on it. She's such a fat fuck.
Ooh. She has gained a lot of weight. I got to get her outside again. I got to buy a house.
She's all fucking tangled. All tangled in this wire. Yeah, but, yeah, the one, Steve went up, one of the dads, he went upstairs and he was like rocking the baby. And then the guy that was with us, Tim, he like picked up the thing and he started talking to him. He's like, support the head more. he's like, go slower. You're cradling her, you're rocking her too fast.
He's just like, boom, 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 yeah. Boom, boom.
His whole thing was tough love. He's like, if she cries, just let her fucking cry.
Oh, it doesn't work.
Not with a baby.
That's stupid. Like with Cam, yeah. Not with a baby. They're crying because they can't communicate.
She's just running around.
She's stuck. She's stuck. Dude, she'll put her head through the handle of a plastic grocery bag when those were still a thing and just get stuck in it and just run laps with it full speed because she can't get it off. And it's the best thing ever. It's never coming off.
Whenever, do you know what that reminds me of? You know the soda can rings? Like sea turtles and shit always get stuck.
Yeah. It is like that. It's exactly like that.
It's like Anna, you're like, God, how the fuck, how did they get stuck in that? Like their head literally won't fit through it.
Also, you're in water, so you'd think like if they bumped it, it would just float away. But they must really fucking...
Sea turtles, I know, get fucked up from them because they think they're jellyfish and they try and eat them.
Mm.
But like other animals like birds and stuff...
It's like a trap.
I don't know. I guess if you put your head through it and it gets stuck on the feathers, it's shitty. I always cut them with scissors.
Do you?
Snip, snip, snip. Yeah, I always cut them up. Little shards of plastic.
I can't remember the last time I threw away one of those. I just like... I get beers in those 4-packs, but those aren't, you know, they're closed. They're not rings.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I'm pretty green for the most part as far as like recycling and shit. All my sodas and stuff I just buy in cardboard and I just bring that to the recycling places that don't.
You go to the redemption? Oh, I thought you went to the redemption.
No, I don't do bottle redemption. I haven't come to that point in my life where I think it's necessary to return recyclables.
It's not that it's necessary. It's just the principle of the matter.
Yeah.
It's like, you're charging me 5 extra cents on each can. I'm going to get it back.
Yeah.
Remember the Seinfeld episode where Kramer hatched the plot? Because in Michigan, it's 15 cents.
Oh, so he had a plot
in Newman's mail truck. They were going to load it up with cans, drive it to Michigan. And then he's like, it's impossible, Jerry. The fuel cost alone will kill you. It's impossible.
I saw somebody. Actually, no. I was just talking to somebody about that. Oh, was that the guy at the hipster party? Or the hipster dinner, he was talking to me. He was from Michigan. He was like, yeah, can return's 10 cents. He's like, you get some interesting people going to the can return to get that 10 cents.
Yeah. I mean, if there's a difference between the people that do it for the money and the people that just do it because they're like, fuck you. You're not getting 10 cents per can from me.
Yeah. Yeah, no. My priest's wife gave me a bunch of cans when I was down in Jersey. She was like, you can return these in New York State for 5 cents. I was like,
I'm aware.
Yeah. That's like somebody handing you a bag of nickels. You'd be like,
it's
thanks.
It's literally, that's one way you can think about it. It's also somebody like handing you all of their household recyclables.
Yeah.
Like, here, take these for money. I'm like, thanks?
I would much rather have somebody come and pick them up. Like the heroin addicts across the street. If I could just drop my recyclables at their doorstep, I'd be like, here, dude, go buy a bag of heroin, I guess.
I will be honest. Jersey, they don't have can return. And I see a lot of plastic bottles and soda bottles and shit on the side of the road.
The homeless do the cleanup.
I was in Roscoe the other day, and I literally saw a dude doing the bottle deal.
Was it the black dude that digs through dumpsters? Yeah.
Yep. He was picking up Mountain Dew cans on the side of the road, and I said,
he's doing the God's work.
I was like, oh, I get it now.
Yep. I get it.
I get it. Yeah, bottle return. Hey, man, it's not the worst thing in the world, but at the same time, it's like, 5 cents.
5 cents.
That's...
I mean, I used to have, like, contractor bags full of bottles.
So, you're getting what?
$4 off maybe.
You're getting $4 off of...
I think I got, like, 30 bucks.
80 cans?
30 bucks one time. Yeah, yeah.
That's...
No, that's not the right math. 100 cans gets $4. It's 5 cents, right?
Yeah, 5 times 20
Five times 20 is 100. Oh, yeah, you're right.
So, $1, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, 80 cans is $4. So, that means 100 cans is $5.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fucking cans.
Dude, the Celsius add up quick.
Oh, no. I 12
of them in a pack. That's $1.
You can't crush them either. You can't crush them.
No, they got to be good. Yeah.
So you're not.
And you get these, you get the glass, and you got to separate. It's a lot.
What time are we looking at?
We're good. You can go to your meeting now. We're at 54 minutes. Your meeting.
The meeting that I'm going to, for those listening, if you're still actually listening and interested, I'm going because I'm trying to be a fishing guide up here in New York now. I'm going to a meeting with one of the guiding services. Guiding services.
The Fisherman's Guild. We're going to call it that. That's the meeting you're going to. Only two of you are actual fishermen. The other two are completely retarded
people. I don't even know why she's going to be here.
She's a kayak guide. Right? That's what you told me.
I don't know what she is.
You should look her right in the eyes and be like, why are you doing this? What are you going to guide? What's she going
to
guide?
The other thing, if they want me to get my water safety course just so I can do kayak trips, I'm going to be like, no, dude. No, thanks.
But wouldn't you rather have your water safety course in general?
Well, yeah. For drift boats? I'm going to need it for like doing boat stuff. But if he,
yeah, so
like,
just get it.
If he like tries and puts me on like kayak trips with people, I'm going to be like, no, send her.
You can't fly like, fish out of a fish. Kayak. You can regular fish.
Yeah, you know how to fish. Yeah, I don't want to fucking take people down the Delaware River on kayaks.
Imagine booking a trip to the Catskills to fish in a kayak. Like, oh, we're going kayak fishing. It's going to be sick. They have these cool, they have dope kayaks. And then, like, we have a guide and everything. And it's cow mom.
I also don't want.
I hope she doesn't listen to this.
I'm looking at this guy. This guy's got a hog on him, I think.
I see his penis.
That's
you're guy, right.
Yeah, that guy's wearing pants that are way too tight.
That's hilarious.
On purpose.
It looks like a fucking, like he put an eight ball.
It looks like he got like two golf balls
down his pants. It may very well be two golf balls.
That's absurd.
Wow. Dude,
get some baggier pants or.
No, I think he's doing it on purpose. They were like, yo, you want to ride in the car? And he was like, nah.
Nah, I'll walk. Fucking green.
I'm going to walk directly towards the camera.
Cock out. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm not doing float trips, though, with him if he's going to be annoying.
You'll be fine. Just go be nice. Be nice.
I don't want to be nice. Ryan pisses me off.
He's trying. He's built
oh, a good, I know he's trying.
He's built actually a decent archery business. It's just that, should he go beyond that or not? That's the question.
I don't think he should yet. That's my whole thing. I think he's got to maybe take some time to think about what he's doing.
You should tell him that.
Maybe actually get some fishing equipment in his outdoor store.
Yes.
You know.
Find your peace outdoors.
Is that what it's called?
No, it's called Catskill Outdoorsman. Find your peace outdoors. That's their slogan. All right, we can end this.
Yeah, all right.
Go check out our Patreon.
Yeah, Patreon people.
Tell your friends, listening. Too. We need more listeners.
Get on the Patreon. It's $3 a month. $3 a month for everything.
That's
you get
a
all
fucking...
the old episodes. You get all the new episodes we put out. We've already put, what, three, four?
Four? Out? Yeah, four up there. Four so extra ones.
You have plenty of content.
You can find Patreon. Our first episode we ever did was up there. It's horrible. We were calling it Simps and Pimps.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny. Go look.
With the old setup.
It's $3. It's half a fucking coffee.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
Wait, how much does coffee cost?
Like $5 for like a nice coffee?
Fuck that.
And Joe Biden.
If you pay for coffee at this point, you're a sucker. Just make it.
I like a nice cup.
I will admit I do. I don't mind going to Dunkin' and fucking, you know.
But nice black cold brew. Ooh, I'm not cold brewing my own coffee. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, cold brewing is a pain in the dick.
Yeah.
It is good, though, but I'm not paying fucking $4 for a fucking coffee.
But you will pay $3 for a Patreon.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.